are listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father who I...
Amen, amen, amen. God is my source. That's Andre Rhodes, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. This is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Today's broadcast, of course, is Friday Night Joy. Amen. We are excited about being here with today. We are broadcasting live, but we're going to play some clips, audio clips from some from the Midday Glory Prayer that we do on every Wednesday at 12 noon with Reverend Gwen Dixon. We're going to play a couple of audio clips, clips from that, and we're going to talk about it a little bit and spend some time with you, but we are live. Amen. If you have a desire to call in, the number is 646-478-0660. Amen. And we're about to get started in a minute. We're going to play a couple of quick announcements, and we'll move on from there. Amen. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Amen.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com, and Live 365 with 24/7 gospel music. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also, be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Praise the Lord. We want to invite you to listen to His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray and Prince every Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcast is as follows. The Alabaster Box with Prophet Carla R. Johnson, every fourth Saturday at 7 p.m. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones, that's every first Monday at 7 p.m. When Christians Speak Talk Radio welcomes Evangelist Lewis McElwain. He's hosting a program called Adoration. That's every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon is every Wednesday at 12 noon. The dialing number for that particular show is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. This is a conference call prayer. Amen. Again, Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon every Wednesday at 12 noon. The dialing number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Amen, amen. Again, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area on this Friday night, man. It's When Christians Speak Talk Radio, Friday Night Joy, amen. We're going to do a couple of different things tonight. We are featuring Reverend Gwen Dixon, amen. She does our midday glory prayer every Wednesday at 12 noon. Amen. That's through a free conference call. Amen. The telephone number that for every Wednesday, y'all, is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. So we're going to feature her today. What she normally does on Wednesday is she brings forth a short word or a sermonette, and then she goes into a prayer. Now, each of the this usually lasts about 20 minutes, so we have two that we're going to present to you today. We pray that you be blessed, knowing she does not pray only, she prayed for the body of Christ, and she prayed for salvation of souls, amen, and she's teaching also. So let's go ahead and get started with that, amen, and we'll be back in about 22 minutes.
Amen, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise God for another opportunity to give his name the glory. I praise God for another opportunity to pray. I praise God for an opportunity to seek his word and to share his word. And sitting in the presence of the Lord on Tuesday was a special day for me. I set that day aside, just me and God, and the Lord began to speak with me concerning the importance of hearing his voice. The Lord reminded me that he has anointed every last one of us to hear his voice. We must listen when he speaks to us. He has anointed our ears to hear his voice. But the question is, are we listening? I read an article about anointed to hear. One of the purposes for the necessity of each believer is to receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit is that we might be able to hear the voice of the Lord when he speaks to us. It's so very important that we hear the voice of God in this hour that we're living, in this day, in this month, in this year that we are living. Right now, it is so important. We must recognize the season that we're in. My God, we are constantly hearing bad news all the time. And unfortunately, some of the bad news relates to us as believers. It's so important that we move in the direction that God has chosen for us. God is not dead. He's very much alive. But we know that he rose on the third day with all power in his hands. The Bible says very clearly that God speaks to us through his son, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1 verses Chapter 1, verses 1 through 2 says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Amen. We are also exhorted to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches, and we'll find that passage of scriptures in the first three chapters of Revelation. In the Bible, before a man could even move into a true leadership position, he first had to be anointed. God would put his spirit upon the man that he chose to do the work of the ministry. Glory to God. God has not changed people. He changes not. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. One of the reasons for Jesus returning to his Father in heaven was so that the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, could be sent unto us. Jesus told his disciples in John 16:7, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for I go not away. The Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. Jesus then told what would happen when the Spirit of God came upon us. Number one, Jesus said the Spirit of God in us would reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Reprove means that he would reprimand and he would correct us in such a gentle way. John 16:8 says, and when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And number two, it says the Spirit of God in us would guide us into all truth, guide us rather into all truth. John 16:13 says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. But he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. The third one is the Spirit of God is in us, will speak to us that when he hears that which he hears from Jesus. Isaiah 30:21 says, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn into the right hand or when you turn to the left. And then the fourth one, the Spirit of God in us will show us things to come. Psalms 143 says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God, the Spirit is good. Lead me into the hand of uprightness. Glory to God. And then the last one, number five, it says the Spirit of God in us would glorify Jesus Christ. John 16:14 says, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Jesus anoints us with his Spirit, glory to God, that we might hear from heaven. He speaks to his anointed ones by his word and by the Holy Spirit. Through the anointing, we are able to hear what God would say to us, glory to God. The question, once again, is are we listening? Has he got our attention? Listen to his voice. Allow the anointing of the Holy Spirit to fill our lives to overflowing with the knowledge of our Savior's will, that we may be processed all that he has promised to us. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit of the living God, so that we will not go astray. Glory to God. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Precious Father, we come to you, Lord God, on this midday hour. We come, O Lord God, giving you glory, giving you honor, and giving you praise, O God. We bless your holy and your righteous name, O God. We exalt your name on high, Lord God, for you are worthy to be praised, O God. You are worthy of all the glory and all the honor. Lord God, our lips will continue to praise you, Lord God. Our souls magnify you, Lord God. Our hearts, O Lord God, surrender to you. You are an awesome God. Glory to God. Your character, O Lord God, reflects your kindness. Your character, O Lord God, reflects your tender heart and your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us with an everlasting love. Thank you, O Lord God, for always being concerned about us, Lord God. You don't decide, my God, that any of us should perish, Lord God. Glory to God, you have all that we need through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we reverence and adore you, Lord God. We bless your holy and righteous name. We bless the Lord, Father God. We bless you, O Lord God, with all of our soul, God. Oh, God, everything that's within us, oh, God, we bless your holy name. We lift your voice, O Lord God, to exhort, O Lord God, you, Almighty God. You are the Most High God, hallelujah. All power, O God, is in your hands. We bow down, Lord God, before you on this day, God, and we worship an Almighty God. We bless you, O Lord God, at all times, and your praise will continually, Almighty God, be in our mouths. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, your mercy, Almighty God, is everlasting, and your mercy endures to all generations. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Delight thyself also in him. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Today, Almighty God, we proclaim your name, God. Your name, Almighty God, for you are glorious. You are victorious, O God. You are our rock, O Lord God. Your deeds, O Lord God, are perfect, God. Everything you do is just and fair, my God. You are so faithful, Lord God. You do no wrong, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Your unfailing love towards us is so great, Father. We just desire to walk in your footsteps, O God. Almighty God, you spoke, O God, and the world began. We stand in awe of your glory, God. We stand, Almighty God, in awe of your presence, O God. Thank you, Almighty God, for your love and your compassion, O Lord God, for it fails not, God. Lord God, we thank you for keeping your covenant with us, O God. We thank you for making, Father God, us your people, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for just being God. Oh, glory to God. It is a joy to be called a child of the Most High. It is a joy, Almighty God, to be called your children, oh God. Mighty God, you are so good and faithful. Love, oh Lord God, endures forever, Lord God. You are our God, and we humbly submit to you, Lord God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, oh God. You are the beginning and the end. You are the bright and the morning star, oh God. You existed, Almighty God, even before the time, Lord God, hallelujah. Before anything else was even thought of, God, you was existing, oh God. You are almighty, God. You created everything, Lord God, that exists, oh God. Glory to your name, oh God. Lord God, we acknowledge that you are the only living God, hallelujah. There is no other God like you, hallelujah. You are compassionate and you are merciful, oh God. You are slow to anger, oh God. You are so good to everyone, oh God. You shower us with your love, God. Your compassion towards us is so marvelous, Father God, and we bless your name, God. We praise you and we thank you, Lord God, for being such an awesome God. Oh, God, we desire to walk in your ways, God. We desire, Almighty God, to do your will, Lord God. Your ways are perfect, God. Your instructions are perfect, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we desire, Almighty God, for our souls to be revived, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, your decrees are trustworthy, making the wise the simple, oh, God. Your commandments, Almighty God, are right, hallelujah. And it brings joy to our hearts, oh, God. Almighty God, your word instructs us. Your word corrects us, oh God. Your word, Almighty God, directs us. Your word, oh God, hallelujah, gives us warnings, oh Lord God, of the things to come, Lord God. You desire, oh Lord God, that we, Father God, be obedient to your holy and righteous word. Oh God, we bless you. We humble ourselves before you, God. We thank you, Almighty God, hallelujah, that God, your ears are attentive to our prayers, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you look beyond all of our faults, oh God, and you see our needs. Holy Spirit, continue, oh, Lord God, to teach us how to reverence you and how to adore you in true holiness, Lord God. Lord God, we pray today for those who do not know you, Lord God, that don't know how to reverence you, don't know how to adore you, Lord God, don't appreciate all that you've done for us, Lord God. We pray today, for Lord God, for those who do not know you, Almighty God, in the pardoning of their sins. We pray today for all Christians, God, that we may walk uprightly, Lord God, towards you, Lord God. Lord God, if we make a mistake, you're already covered in your word, God. Everything we need, Almighty God, is in your word. We pray, Almighty God, that we will love you with all of our hearts, oh God, that we will love you, Almighty God, with all of our souls, oh God, and that we, Father God, will love you with every strength that we have in our body, Lord God. Almighty God, we bless you, Lord God. Place in us, oh God, a deep hunger and a deep thirst for your righteousness, oh God. Almighty God, we desire to be filled with your glory. We desire to be filled with your power. We desire, Almighty God, to be filled with your spirit, oh God. We know the enemy desires to sift us and destroy us, Lord God. The enemy desires, oh God, to get into our ears and confuse us, oh God. The enemy desires, oh Lord God, to confuse us even in your word, Almighty God. But we cry out today, God. We cry out, oh Holy Spirit, that you would teach us all things, God, that we will understand your word, God, that you would give us spiritual knowledge and spiritual understanding and spiritual wisdom, oh Lord God, that, Father God, we will know, Father God, when the enemy tries to teach us falsely in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, have mercy upon us, oh God. We are crying out, hallelujah, Father God, in these last and evil days, Lord. For we see, Lord God, the perilous times, oh God. You said, God, the last days will be difficult, Lord God. You said, God, that men, oh God, will become lovers of their own selves, God. The children, oh God, will be disobedient to their parents and be ungrateful, Lord God. You said, oh God, the truth of your word will be twisted around, God. There will be false teaching, false doctrine, Lord God, and it will fool the very elect and we are not wise, oh God. So we cry out today, Lord God, for understanding of the word through your Holy Spirit, Almighty God. We need your protection, oh God. We need, Almighty God, your shield around us, oh God. We need to hide your word deep in our hearts, oh God, that we may not sin against you, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our way maker. You know everything about us, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you forgive us for our sins, Lord God. We thank you that you said in your word, God, that if we will confess our sins, your word says, oh God, that you are faithful and just to forgive us, oh God, and that you will cleanse us, Almighty God, from all unrighteousness, God. You throw, Father God, our sin, oh God, as far as the east is from the west, as far as the north is from the south, Almighty God. You forgive, and not only do you forgive, oh God, you forget our sins, God. Lord God, we thank you for forgiving us, Almighty God, for anything, God, that we've done, any sins, Almighty God, that we have committed, whether those sins were through commission or omission. Lord God, forgive us for the sin of pride, the sin of rebellion, Lord God, the sin of an arrogant spirit, God, the sin of a disobedient spirit, Lord God, being selfish, Lord God, hating people, Lord God, committing adultery and worshiping idols, God, forgive us, Almighty God. Lord God, we thank you that you have forgiven us, Father God, of committing, Father God, acts of fornication, acts of adultery, Lord God, jealousy and blasphemy of your word, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for half-heartedly worshiping you, Almighty God. For you deserve our full worship, God. You deserve every ounce of every breath that we breathe, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for disrespecting your name. We speak your name, but we are living, Father God, like the world, God. Have mercy upon us, Almighty God. Forgive us, oh Lord God, for not witnessing to others like we should, Lord God. Forgive us for not instructing our children in the way of the Lord like we should, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for being busy, Lord God, and not taking the time, oh Lord God, to spend time with you, God, to have our morning meditation, Lord God, to have our noonday prayer, Father God, to have our evening prayer, God, to sit down with our children, Lord God, and teach them the Lord. Forgive us, oh Lord God, for not allowing our day to be full of your thoughts towards you, you, Lord God. Forgive us, O Lord God, for not allowing our days to be full of your glory, Lord God. If we would stay in your presence, God, we would not be infected by the enemy, Lord God. Forgive us, O God, for allowing the enemy to creep in on us, Lord God. My Lord, Almighty God, in spite of us, God, you continue to pour out your blessing. You continue, O Lord God, to pour out your love, Lord God. Oh, what a mighty God you are. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Lord God, put us, Father God, in remembrance, oh God, of those things that we need to forgive, Lord God. People that we need to forgive, God. Don't let us hold a grudge in our hearts, Lord God. Those people who have hurt us and disappointed us, God. Those people that we thought that would never turn their backs on us, Lord God. We cry out today, God, that you would give us a forgiving spirit, Lord God, that we would not hold malice in our hearts, oh God. But, Father God, we want the character and your demeanor, your attributes, Father God, to flow through us, God. Lead us not into temptation, oh God, but deliver us from every evil in the name of Jesus, God. We cry out, hallelujah, God, to your name today, Lord God. Oh, my Father, we pray for this world, God, in which we live in today, Lord God. It turns, Father God, it seems, oh God, that the world is turning, Father God, around, Lord God, is turning away from your glory, Lord God. God, it seems that each believer must desire, oh God, to know you personally, Lord God, that we, Father God, must strive even the harder, Lord God, that we must seek you, God, with our whole heart, Lord God. All our dependence, oh Lord, must be upon you and not man, Lord God. Father God, we must worship you, God, and not man, Lord God. We must worship your word and not man, Lord God. You said the Holy Spirit would teach us all things, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, you said in your word that there would only be a remnant, my God, oh, my God, that would obey you. Oh, God, that remnant, Lord God, would truly walk in your holiness. That remnant, oh, Lord God, would obey your word. That remnant, oh, mighty God, would hearken unto your voice, oh, God. Lord God, we desire, oh, mighty God, to be part of that remnant, glory to God. We don't desire, Lord God, to walk into, Father God, into eternal destruction, but we desire to walk in eternal life, Lord God. Oh, my God, Lord God, we do not want to be tossed by every wind of doctrine, Lord God. Glory to God. We don't want to be lost, oh, God. We desire with our whole hearts, oh, God, to follow you, Lord God. The devil desires, oh, Lord God, to want to take control of us, Lord God. But we know, God, that, Father God, all power is in your hands, oh, God. And even though it may seem that the devil is having his way, Lord God, we know, God, that you are in control. And the devil can't do no more, oh, God, than you can let him do, Lord God. All glory belongs to you, Almighty God. Lord God, we thank you that you are in control. Lord, what would we do, God, if it was not for you, Lord God? Thank you that nothing catches you by surprise, oh God. You are omniscient, all-wise, all-knowing, God. Hallelujah. We desire, Lord God, to remain under the umbrella of your safety, God. Hallelujah. Under the umbrella of your protection, of your covering in the name of Jesus, God. Walking in obedience, Almighty God, to your word. Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, for our teenagers, Lord God, for our youth, for our children, oh God. We pray a mighty hedge of protection around them, Lord God. We pray, Father God, Lord God, that wherever they go, God, that you are surrounding them with positive people, Lord God, people that will minister the word of God to them, that will teach them your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you guard them against false teachers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray today, Lord God, for the teenage families, oh God, that are right here in this area that have been shot and killed, Lord God. Father God, innocently, Father God, at a metro station, Lord God. Father God, minding their own business, oh God, and Father God, bullets shot out and killed them, Lord God. We even pray today, Lord God, for the teenagers that pulled the trigger, Lord God, and shot them, God. We pray, God, that they would know you, God, that somebody would minister to you unto them, that they would, Father God, receive salvation, Lord God, in the time, oh God, that they may have to spend in prison in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, and we cry out, God, protect the innocent ones, Lord God. Protect the newborn babies, oh God, that are being murdered by their own parents, oh God. It seems, oh Lord God, that parents are not having enough patience with the babies, oh Lord God, as they cry. So much, Almighty God, is going on in this world. We pray for parents, oh God, that may be overwhelmed with the burden of raising a child, God. We pray, oh Lord God, that they would reach out to get help in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray for siblings, Lord God. We pray for marriages, Lord God. We pray for single parents, oh Lord God, that are raising children by themselves, oh God. Today we lift up the military, Lord God. We pray, Father God, for spouses that have lost loved ones and children who have lost parents in the military. We pray for those, oh God, with suicidal thoughts. Those who, God, whose mind are being tormented with evil, Lord God. Those that are depressed and those suffering from anxiety, suffering from loneliness, Lord God. We pray for those, oh God, who have hatred in their heart, oh God. We know that that is not like you, Lord God. We pray for those who are struggling, Lord God, in their finances, Lord God. Don't know how their ends are going to meet. We pray for the homeless and nursing homes, oh God. We pray for our senior citizens in the name of Jesus, God. We continue to pray and uplift those, oh God, that are bereaved, Lord God, that are still running around taking care of business, Father God, after burying their loved ones, Lord God. Almighty God, we reach out to teachers today, Lord God. We reach out, oh, Lord God, to police officers, doctors and nurses and all those associated with medicine, Lord God. We pray, Almighty God, oh, hallelujah, to all those, oh, God, for strength in the mighty name of Jesus. God, continue, oh, God, for those to heal, lay your healing hands upon the sick in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that in their sickness, their faith will not waver, Almighty God, that they must know, God, that you are the healer in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, you are God and you are God alone. There is no other God, Father God, besides you, Lord God. You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are Jehovah, glory to God. You are the mighty God. You are the eternal King. You, Father God, never stumble nor sleep. You never died, Lord God. You are alive forevermore, oh God. You are, hallelujah, alone, oh God. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. We worship you, oh God, as our true and our living Savior, God. What would we do, Lord God, if we did not have you? Yours is the kingdom, Lord. You are the power. You are the glory, God. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that we pray this prayer today, Lord God. And we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God,
hallelujah,
for that wonderful prayer from Reverend Gwen Dixon. Amen. You have been listening to Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. Amen. This is a time and definitely a season to pray.
Amen, y'all. Amen. Praise God. Again, y'all, you've been listening to This Is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. We are broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. What we're doing, in case you're wondering, we are playing some segments, amen, of Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. Amen, that we do every Wednesday at 12 noon. Amen. And you can listen to these awesome prayers, man, that God has bestowed upon or given this woman of God that she intercedes for the body of Christ and for the world and for those that don't know Christ. I mean, her prayers all go from one extreme to the other. Amen. For people that are sick, going through depression, everything. This is an awesome prayer. So we are doing that today. Amen. If you have a prayer request, you can send that in to me at winchristianspeak@gmail.com. We would love to get that prayer request from you, and we will submit that to Reverend Gwen. Amen. Again, it's winchristianspeak@gmail.com. Okay. You also can send me a message on Facebook. Amen. On the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Facebook page, we have two of them up there. You can do it like that. Just let me know, man, what's going on with you. You know, this is a season and a time that we need to be in prayer for each other. We need to be sharpening each other's iron, you know, and we need to be praying for our loved ones. I mean, her prayer included praying for soldiers, you know. We just need to be in prayer, y'all. These are the times that are definitely not trying men's souls, you know, and there's a great turning away from prayer and from the people of God. So we want to stay focused on the things that God has given us to do. Amen. Again, if you have a desire to call into the show, you can give me a prayer request like that way too. The number is 646-478-0660. Amen. 646-478-0660. I'd love to hear from you. Amen. As we continue on with Reverend Gwen. Amen. With a midday prayer, we have one more that we're going to do. Amen. And we want to make sure we get that in there. Okay. I do want to encourage you again to check us out on Wednesdays. Okay. Midday Glory and Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. This is a free conference call number. Amen. So the number is 641-715-3580. That's a 729. Amen. Be right back in a minute.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com, and live 365 or 24/7 gospel music. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also, be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
We invite you to join us every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. On Wednesdays at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with The Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. The first Mondays of every month, join Apostle Shirley Jones for Lifeline at 7 p.m. And on every third Monday of the month, join Evangelist Louis McElwain for Adoration at 7 p.m. Every fourth Saturday of the month, Alabaster Box at 7 p.m. with Prophetess Carla Johnson.
Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 We're going to go back and listen to another segment or voice clip of Reverend Gwen Dixon on the Midday Glory Prayer at this time. Thank you for listening. Amen. We'll be back in a few minutes. We're going to, if you have a desire to call in, amen, you have a prayer request, anything like that, the number is 646-478-0660. You can also send your prayer request to WhenChristiansSpeak@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook and send us a message. Amen. So this is Reverend Gwen Dixon again. Amen. Midday Glory Prayer.
Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Reverend Ray couldn't have said it any better. Yes, Lord, we need prayer. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. I will bless His holy name. Glory to God. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you to Midday Glory, a time for prayer. And oh, how we need always to be before God, our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. There's so much that's going on in this world today, so we must bless the Lord at all times, and His praises must be in our mouth at all times. God is so good to us. We serve such a mighty and a great God. I'm going to go with you through Psalms 23. It is so much in the just those short 16 verses. I could, oh my goodness, I could teach it, I could preach it, I could just go forth with it. But due to time, we're just going to go briefly through the scriptures. We're going to start in verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd." That means that we have a special relationship with God. It's very special between us and God, that he protects us and he guides us and he watches over us. John 10:11 says, "He is the good shepherd. We shall not want." Why we shall not want? Because he is our supplier. Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory," hallelujah, "by Christ Jesus." And then in verse 2, it says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." My God, he gives us rest. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Hallelujah. And Exodus 33:14 says, "And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And then in verse 3, he says, "He restored my soul." That's healing, glory to God. The soul is the deepest part of us. It's our spirit and it's our innermost being. Since God is the one who made us, he's the only one that can restore your soul. Hallelujah. He alone knows just what we truly need for our restoration. And then in verse 3 also, he says, "He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." That's his guidance. He's showing us the way. He's teaching us, glory to God. He leads us in that truth. He teaches us, for God is the God of our salvation, and that all we have to do is just to wait on him all day long. Hallelujah. And then as we go on down in verse 4, it says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," that means that he's testing us. And 1 Peter 1:6-7, it says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire," glory to God, "may be found into praise and honor and glory in the very appearance of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ." It also says in verse 4 that "I will feel no evil." That's why, because God is our protection. He is our shepherd. He said that he would protect us. He promised us that he would protect us. So in John 10:29, it says, "My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck me out of my Father's hands." Hallelujah. "For thou art with me." That's faithfulness. He said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we'll find that scripture in Hebrews 13:5. Then it goes on and says that thy rod and thy staff that comfort me, that's discipline, guiding and defending the flock. God's words, his spirit comforts us. That rod is his strength. He supports us under all of our fears and our distress. We just have to trust him. Hallelujah. And then in verse 5 it says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." That's hope. "Thou anointest my head with oil." That's consecration. "My cup runneth over." That's abundance. And then in Joshua 10:25, it says, "And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage. But this shall the Lord do to all your enemies against whom he fights." Hallelujah. And then the last verse, it says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." That's a blessing. Hallelujah. "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord." That's security. Forever. That's eternity with our Savior, our God. Hallelujah. And in Micah 4:4, it says, "But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, that none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of God has spoken." Hallelujah. Psalm 23 is powerful. There's so much more, glory to God. But we're going to stop and we're just going to pray right here. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Father, our God, we bless your name. We honor your name, oh God. We extol your name, God. We praise you, God, today with enthusiasm, Lord God. For you are a mighty God. You are good God. You are our shepherd, Lord God. You are our Savior, our high tower. Hallelujah. Lord God, you are our Redeemer. Glory to God. You are our strong tower, Lord. The righteous, God, run in and they are safe. Hallelujah. You are our shepherd and we shall not want. Hallelujah. For you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory. You are the mighty breasted one. You are the King of kings, O God, and you are the Lord of lords. You are our safety zone. Hallelujah. You are our battle axe, Lord God. You are our heavenly Father and we worship you, Lord God. We bow down before you in reverence and humble submission, God, unto you, O holy God. You are the only God. You are the only one, O God, that has all power in your hands. You speak, O Lord God, and it is so. You are our healer, Lord God. You are our deliverer, Lord God. You are our way maker, Lord God. You make a way, Almighty God, out of no way. When it seems, O God, that Almighty God, that all hope is gone, hallelujah, you are always right there on time, glory to God. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you, Almighty God, for your unconditional love, hallelujah. You continue to love us, O God, in spite of us. You continue, Almighty God, to protect us in spite of us, O God. You took all of our sins to the cross, O God, over 2,000 years ago. Almighty God, you said in your word, God, that we must forgive 70 times 7, Lord God. Lord God, even though we go through many trials, God, even though, God, we go through many tribulations, God, you have promised, God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, O God. Even though sometimes we willingly sin, God, you give us, Father God, your covered word in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, God, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Lord God, we love and worship you on this day, God. You are so grateful, hallelujah, and your mercy and your grace endure forever. You are not a distant God, hallelujah, but you are always right here with us, for you are omnipresent. Your love, Almighty God, is unconditional. You, Almighty God, went to the cross to seal that all we need, O God, is to be have Father God under the tree of life, God. You have sealed, O God, eternity just for us, God. Glory to God, your love is so everlasting, God. Glory to God, your love has no respect of persons, glory to God. Lord God, we thank you that we know that you are reliable, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you are trustworthy, you are dependable, Lord God. You are loyal, you are committed, Lord God, you change not, hallelujah. God, we thank you that your love is truth, Lord God. You are the only perfect Father, hallelujah. There is no one on this earth like you, oh, glory to God. Lord God, you are our provider. You teach us, God. You direct us, Lord God. You lead us to that path of righteousness, oh, God. Even though we know dark valleys, oh, God, are unavoidable, Lord God. Dark valleys are unpredictable, Lord God. Dark valleys, oh, God, are sometimes impartial, Lord God. But praise you, Lord God, hallelujah, that, Father God, we know, God, that they are temporary, hallelujah. We know, God, that you are leading and guiding us, hallelujah. We know, God, hallelujah, God, and we thank you, hallelujah, that we will put all of our trust in you, God, as we go through these dark valleys in our lives, God. We refuse, oh, Lord God, to be discouraged, oh, God. We refuse, oh, Lord God, to have fear, hallelujah. But we know, God, that you are with us, Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we rely on your very presence, God. We rely on your protection. We know every dark valley has a purpose, oh, Lord God. We, Father God, thank you that you are our comforter, that you are our protector, Lord God. Almighty God, we thank you that you anoint our heads, God, with oil, that you have chosen us, God, as your chosen ones, Lord God. You shower us, Almighty God, with your blessings, oh God. You shower us with empowerment, hallelujah. You have consecrated us, Almighty God, for your use, Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for making us special, God, hallelujah. Our cup runneth over, oh God, of your goodness and your mercy and your grace, oh glory to God, hallelujah. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, God, glory to God. We thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to flow through us, God, that we can be used by you. Thank you, oh Lord God, hallelujah, for pouring your spirit of love into our hearts, God, for pouring your spirit of wisdom, Almighty God, into our minds, oh God, for pouring your spirit, oh God, of power, hallelujah, into our bodies, oh Lord God, for pouring, Almighty God, your spirit of riches, oh God, in every place that we need, God. We thank you, God, that you have a spirit of creativity, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, you have supplied more than we need, hallelujah. Father God, we just rest in you, God. You indeed, Almighty God, keep us. You indeed, Almighty God, protect us. You are our restorer, hallelujah. You are God. You are our protector. You are our comforter, hallelujah. Oh, God, we exalt your name, glory to God. We are your covenant children, God. We have an intimate relationship with you, Almighty God. We know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, glory to God. Oh, Lord God, you are such an amazing God. You allowed your only begotten Son, oh, God, to come into this world to watch, Father God, to wash us, oh, all, Father God, all of our sins away, God. So we come, oh, God, with righteousness, Father God. Oh, glory to God, you paid the penalty for all of our sins, oh, God. So we serve, all. We know, God, that we serve a mighty God. We thank you, oh, Lord God, for giving us a spirit of forgiveness, oh, God. Thank you for helping us, oh, God. Thank you for reminding us, God, that we must forgive. So we, Father God, so that we won't lack anything, God, that you have, Father God, to give unto us, Lord God. We won't lack, Father God, that intimate relationship that's so important in this time that we live in, Lord God. Thank you, Almighty God, for just being God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we continue to pray today, God, for the sick. We pray, Almighty God, for all sickness and all diseases. For you died for them all, God. You took them all to the cross. Every sickness, God, every disease, oh, God. We thank you, God, that they were nailed to the cross, oh, God. We pray for those, oh, God, that are recovering, Father God, from sickness. Those recovering from surgery, Lord God. We thank you that your healing hands are upon them, Lord God. We continue to pray for those who are bereaved today, God. We pray for that husband, oh, God, who lost his wife, God. We pray, God, for that uncurable disease, oh, God, that took her life, Lord God. We pray for the children and the grandchildren. We pray, Almighty God, for the wife and the children, God, who lost their loved one in a tragic accident, Lord God. We pray, Almighty God, hallelujah, that your hands of healing, oh, God, would be upon them. We know, Almighty God, that nothing, God, surprises you, God. You know all things, God. You know, God, when we are going to be born. You know, God, when we are going to die, Lord God. We thank you, oh, right now, God, that your healing presence is with us, God. You are with those families, God, that have lost ones, God. We know, God, that to be absent from the body, oh, God, is to be present with the Lord. Lord God, we continue to pray for the family that has been informed that their loved one, oh, God, would not make it through the night. Even now, God, as we pray, God, somebody is sitting beside a loved one's bedside, God, and they know that their loved one is slipping away from them, Lord God. But we cry out today for the power and your strength, God, at such a time as this, Lord God. Almighty God, we continue to pray for those who have suicidal thoughts. We pray, oh, Lord God, continually for the family, God, who just went through, Father God, a family that committed suicide in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we thank you for your mercy, oh, God, for we pray without ceasing, God. We pray, Father God, we know it's so needed in this day and time. We must, Lord God, remain focused on you, Almighty God. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those who are lonely. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those who are going through financial difficulty, God. They don't know how ends are going to meet, God. They don't know how they're going to feed their families, God. They don't know how they're going to clothe their families, God. They even, God, may be looking for shelter for their families, oh, God. Almighty God, we pray for those who have been wounded, God. We pray for those who have been hurt. We pray for those who have been disappointed in man, Lord God. Father God, you have said, God, that we must put all of our trust in you, Lord God. Lord God, help us to remain, God, in the safety of your arms. Help us, oh, Lord God, to receive your strength as we go through our valleys, Lord God, as we go through every trial, God, and every tribulation in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, Almighty God, for those who cannot be true to themselves, God, those who are a denier of the truth, Lord God. But we know your word says that the truth will make us free, Lord God. We continue, Almighty God, to pray for the homeless, God. We pray for our senior citizens, God. We pray for every doctor, every nurse, Father God, every assistant, oh, God, that help those seniors, God, in these senior homes in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, today, God, we pray, we cry out for spiritual leaders all over this world, God. We pray, God, that our heart's desire is to lead in righteousness, God. We pray that we are doers of your word and not hearers only, Lord God. We thank you, dear Lord God, for your plans prosper us, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, your plans, oh, God, for us, Almighty God, is to give us hope in an expectant end, Lord God. Help us, Almighty God, to be in such a relationship with you, God, that we hear your voice as you speak to us, Lord God. Our ears, Almighty God, are attentive to what you instruct for us to do. Our mind, oh, God, is the mind of Christ, Lord God. Oh, God, we desire to know the plans that you have for us, God. Please, oh, God, don't let us miss it, God. Please, oh, Lord God, don't let it come over us, God, and we don't know that it's there. We're not aware of it, Lord God. Oh, God, we know that you desire that we honor you. You desire, oh, Lord God, that we walk pleasing in your sight. Your desire, oh, God, is that we are holy, hallelujah, as Almighty God, you are holy. We know, oh, God, in order to be your disciples, God, that we must deny ourselves and deny our desires, oh, God, and pick up that cross and follow you. We can't allow, oh, God, you to get too far from us, Lord God. We must remain in the safety zone, oh God. We trust in you, Almighty God, with our whole heart. We do not lean upon our own understanding, O God, but acknowledge you, Almighty God, in all our ways. We pray, O God, for our apostles, for the prophets, for the evangelists, for the pastors, and for the teachers. We pray for the bishops, O God. We pray for other ministries in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, Almighty God, for prayer warriors, for intercessors, O God. We pray, God, that we are pleasing in every way, for, O God, that our prayers will not be hindered, Lord God, that our prayers, Almighty God, will reach the very throne room of God. Lord God, today we pray for When Christians Speak Talk Radio, God. We pray for the founder, Lord God. We pray for our publishers, Lord God. We pray, oh God, for the board of directors. We pray, Father God, for every minister or associated, Almighty God, with this ministry. Mighty God, this is a ministry, oh God, that reach out to the world, God, telling the world about your goodness, telling the world, oh God, about your glory, hallelujah. We continue, oh God, to ask for your anointing, hallelujah, to fall afresh on us in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We desire, Almighty God, to walk in your word, to be doers of your word, God. Be true to one another, Lord God. Respect one another and love one another in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray for all Christians all over this world, God, that we will strive, Father God, to live holy before a holy God. Thank you for equipping us, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for supplying our every need, God. Everything we need, God, you have already supplied. We receive it, Almighty God, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we love you, Lord God. We appreciate you, Lord God. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless your holy and righteous name, God. We are so blessed, Almighty God. Hallelujah. To Father God, to know that you called us blessed, Lord God, to know, God, that you have chosen us, that you have called us your friend. You have called us, oh God, your sons and your daughters, oh God. So we thank you on this day, God, and we praise you on this day, God. Look at us, God, if there's anything about us that's not of you, God, we ask that you cast it out, Father God, into the sea, Lord God. It would not return unto us anymore because we desire, God, to do your will, Lord God. And we thank you on this beautiful day that you have made, God, and we rejoice and we are glad, Almighty God, to be in it, Lord God. And this is our prayer, Father God, and we pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Wow, what a wonderful prayer by Reverend Gwen Dixon. Amen. You've been listening to the Midday Glory Prayer, amen, that she does every Wednesday at 12 noon. Amen. That's Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. This is a free conference call. Amen. That particular number is 641-715-3580. 732-499 is the access code. That's done every Wednesday. So we've been broadcasting live, y'all. This has been Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray. Amen. On When Christians Speak Talk Radio. We wanted to do to highlight Reverend Gwen and the great work and the great prayer that she's doing, amen, and she's been doing this now for almost 6 months, I believe, and so stay, just tune into it, man. This awesome prayer. She covers all bases, you know. You're going through some things. You got 20 minutes. Y'all also can go back and listen to it at a different time, amen. We do want to remind you of some other broadcasts that we got coming up on this Sunday, amen. We have on the Bread of Life, we have Reverend Pat Rander and Sister Jordana Cunningham going to be with us, and they're going to talk to us about the Azusa experience. Amen. They had gotten the opportunity to go to LA and with all them thousands and thousands of people. So they're going to share some things that they saw. They saw miracles being done. Amen. That's going to take place on this Sunday. So we're excited about what God is doing there. Amen. So stay tuned with that. That'll be on this Sunday. And also another one that we have broadcast coming up is on Monday. Amen. With Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElwain. He has a guest coming on called by the name of Yvonne Jones Limbo, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing the last name. But she will be with us on Monday at 7 p.m. with Evangelist Lewis McElwain, amen, on the show, on the broadcast Adoration. So we have a lot of guests coming up here recently. We have some things that's in the work. I'm trying to get Prophet Tori to come back on. Eventually she shares something on Facebook that just blew me away and blessed me. Amen. And I would like her to come back and share that. So we have some different things going on. Just stay tuned. Go back and listen to some of the older broadcasts on the archives. We have well over 650 archive broadcasts. Amen. God has blessed this ministry with people that have a passion for Christ and that will bring forth the word. Don't forget, on Tuesday, we have History Bound and Grace with Minister Van Aster Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And then, of course, on Wednesday, we have Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan at 7 p.m. Thursday, we have the Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall. That's 12 noon. Friday, of course, we have Friday Night Joy. That's with me, and usually try to bring a guest on or something like that, or give a word, whatever God has given me. On Sundays, is the Bread of Life for myself at 7 p.m. Every fourth Saturday is the Alabaster Box with Prophet Carla R. Johnson. That's every fourth Saturday at 7 p.m. Amen. We also have amen. We also have Apostle Shirley Jones. Amen. She comes on with Lifeline. That's every first Monday of the month. That's Lifeline every first Monday of the month. Amen. And then, like I say, Evangelist Lewis McElwain will be on Monday. Amen. With Adoration. Amen. So we're excited about what God is doing. Stay tuned. God is doing some great and wonderful things in the ministry. Amen. If you have a desire to assist this ministry in by finances or whatever, amen. This is a nonprofit organization. It is done by your broadcast. You can write whatever you send to us off. Amen. And I'm looking for my link real quick so that we can play that. Amen. Amen. There we go. So we're going to play a couple other things, and then we can go ahead and get out of here. Amen. But I pray that you have a blessed afternoon, and I want to read this scripture to you real quick, and then we'll go into the commercial. So, I mean, we'll play some of the things, okay? Amen. This is coming out of Jude 1:24, and this is very important that you listen to this. Amen. This is usually the closing that a lot of preachers do, and I want to do it tonight for you. It says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling," take notice of what he just said. It's coming out of Jude 1:24. It says, "Now unto him," who we're talking about, the Almighty God, talking about Jesus Christ, "that is able to keep you from falling." And then it says, "And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." You know, to present you faultless, as messed up as he is, he's going to present you faultless. You know, he's going to present you faultless because of what Christ did on the cross. Okay. And then it says, verse 25 says, "To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." Amen. Both now and forever. Amen. So God bless you. We're going to pray a couple of things, and we'll be out of here in a minute. But stay encouraged. You know, listen to this broadcast. This is two awesome prayers that Reverend Gwen did. And it's so much needed in this day and time that we live in, man. You got to know that we're in a season of prayer. You know, don't know what you're going through, don't know what you're facing. But just pray, y'all. And if one that have not accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, I offer that to you right now. You know, you accept Jesus Christ by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth. Find a Bible-believing church that will love on you, that will disciple you, that will speak life and not death into your life. You know, and that you can grow. You know, the thing and the purpose of church is the fellowship of the sharpening of iron with each other. But let me go ahead and play this, and we'll talk again. Amen. God bless you. Love you much.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio, a platform for Christians to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ, missions, and other topics related to Christian living and services to the community. The views, opinions, and positions expressed by host and or guest speakers on any given broadcast does not necessarily reflect or represent the views, opinion, and or official position of When Christians Speak Talk Radio.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He